Every year, more than 1 million children and teenagers sustain a concussion from sports or play. Now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the American Academy of Pediatrics have issued new guidelines on how to treat kids with concussions. Manvi Singh reports on the new approach.
For 8-year-old Liam Ramsey Levitt of Martinez, California, it happened a couple of weeks ago at school.
I was like swinging on the monkey bars, and then I just fell on my side.
And then he felt dizzy, and he had an achy head. At the hospital, the doctor told his mom she should probably keep him out of school for at least a week.
It was like really boring, and I couldn't do much.
No video games, no exercise, no chess club.
Boring and disappointing.
His doctor was following what has been the conventional wisdom on treating concussions. Parents were told to keep kids in the dark, away from screens, and away from school, away from anything that exerted their minds and bodies. But now, researchers think that could make things worse. Kids can end up feeling isolated and extra anxious.
Play and physical activity are like water and sunlight to their brains.
That's Angela Lumba-Brown, co-director of Stanford's Concussion and Brain Performance Center. She led the CDC's effort to rewrite recommendations.
Children should actually return to their activities after just 2 to 3 days of rest as they need it.
This new approach reflects the latest research. Mark Halstead of Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis worked on both the CDC and AAP guidelines.
Kids who actually were back to school after a day or two with adjustments to their school day and their school workload actually got much better and better quicker than the kids that were actually kept at home for 5 days and told to do nothing.
Intense contact sports are a no-go, but light exercise is okay.
Maybe some brisk walking or some light work on an exercise bike.
Everything in moderation, including electronics use. It was discouraged before. The new guides say it's okay as long as it doesn't make headaches worse.
That's kind of the point that we try to get across with the updated statement, is that we don't need to go to extremes of everything.
For Liam's mom, Michelle Ramsey Levitt, the new approach feels right.
Especially in this day and age of when they're like, you know, they're on devices and they're going from activity to activity.
After 3 days of rest, she sensed Liam was ready to ease back into school. And with the doctor's blessing, he did. For NPR News, I'm Manvi Singh.